Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about authenticity. We talk about that a lot on Live Your True Life Perspectives. It's a big key word here in our lives. When we try to be authentic, we work to be authentic. We do to be authentic. And when you think about what authenticity means, what it means to be authentic, this is when the rubber meets the road. Understanding how to do that, not just how to do that with yourself, but how to do that with other people in your life. And that can be challenging with some of the people in your life. And so I found an expert, somebody that's going to help us here, that can help us to really understand how to do that. He's the founder of Bridging Worlds Behavioral Services. He's the creator of Heart-Centered Revolutions. Adam Babulia is joining us here live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. Adam, so great to have you. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Ashley. Great to be here.
We're excited because this is something that's really important to me. And I think in a world that we're living in right now, and I think many people listening to the show will agree, it's very important to be authentic, and it's hard to sometimes find authentic people.
Absolutely. In living your true life, you can't live your true life without being authentic, without honoring the truth in your heart.
That is so true. And so let's talk about it. First off, I want to ask you, because this is a big undertaking to take on, you know, authenticity, the immense power to be yourself. What led you into writing this book?
The first time I really felt like I had something to offer in this realm was after I was in a spiritual group that turned out to be run by a narcissistic cult leader. And in the process of awakening from that group, I found my authentic voice, and I actually ended up getting everyone else out of the group and found my leadership in a way that I had never known it before.
That is amazing. Wow. Like being in a group like that, having like this kind of spiritual guru talking, you know, being in charge, and then you really kind of awakening and opening your eyes to the situation and realizing not only in your eyes, but realizing in your heart that this is not something that was right.
Yes.
And so when that happened, I'm sure it was kind of scary because now you're telling people the truth and you're opening their eyes. And that can be kind of fearful, especially when you're dealing with that person. But also, that's a lot of change. And then you're also just kind of putting yourself out there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was agonizing at times, but it was almost like this imperative. I just had to tell the truth and see if I could help them awaken to it as well.
Did you find that people were, did they respond to you in a good way? Were they able to see that themselves?
The people that were closest to the leader had the hardest time seeing it. And for a long time, I had several conversations with them, and it went nowhere. They just turned it back on me using the sort of language of the group. But when I went to the next layer out, there was somebody who was already trying to leave the group and had just been talked back into it. And as soon as I talked with her, I just said to her, you know, if you want, you can leave. And suddenly, like just in a 5-minute conversation, she was free of the group. And then it's like once one or two people saw it, everyone started seeing the truth.
That's true. It's like once all of a sudden certain people open their eyes, and then, you know, she and you were actually making, you know, choosing action, I guess, you know, a positive action to move on. That's when people started just kind of awakening.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. So you get out of there, you help these other people see their truth, and then you start realizing you don't need this person. And then what are the next steps that you kind of found yourself kind of walking that journey?
At first, I just found myself sort of in deep reflection. I started doing a lot of writing and dreaming and visioning. And I found myself dreaming of, like, how to make this world better for everyone. Like, partially what happened for me is I realized there's an element of our culture that is a mind control cult. There's an element of our culture that teaches us to be inauthentic. So even though I was out of the cult, I still found the culture to be indoctrinating people to not be themselves. So in the company that I work with, I started bringing this message more clearly. We always worked out of empathy and unconditional love with our clients. And there were these infighting and weird dynamics that were plaguing the company. And when I started being more honest and true to my heart, I realized that I was avoiding certain conflicts and trying to keep the peace with people who were toxic.
Interesting.
And after this awakening, I just had no... Initially, I had no patience for that. I just was like intolerant of anyone who wasn't being true and honest. And my life became very intense. For about 6 months, there was a real like turning up of intensity. And then I got adjusted to this new level.
Very cool. Okay, so at first it was kind of like, it was kind of crazy, because I know like when we start doing different things, when we start living a different life, especially when we start living a life based on our honesty and truth and not, you know, not placating, I think that's a big thing that a lot of us do, because I think we've learned it, you know, growing up with the parent dynamic, or we learned it, you know, within school or what have you, where we placate or we just go along with things just so we don't rock the boat.
Absolutely.
So what happened with the culture? I mean, when you got in there and you started doing that, how did the culture change? So like you're changing things. Did it start, you know, resonating with other people? Was it, you know, like just a current, a wave that changed other people, or did it take time?
I found some people immediately resonated with where I was coming from, and there was no issue. Some people within my company were believe that this kind of authenticity was unloving, and they were sort of bent out of shape by it. And we had some dialogues, and a lot of people needed to go their own way and separate. And I had about half the people in my life fall away during this time.
Wow. Okay, so not only in the company itself, even people like friends.
Friends. I actually got engaged during this time, and then my fiance at that time turned out to be also running these weird narcissistic abusive patterns. And, so I had to separate from that whole dynamic. And it was almost like around every corner, I didn't know, okay, who's going to turn out to be a friend and ally, and who was going to be an enemy. And it was just a real awakening adventure.
I understand that. And I think a lot of people that are listening to the show or listening to the podcast after really gets it too, because you're right. There's a lot of, you know, people with narcissistic tendencies. There's a lot of people that are full on narcissists. And I think that, you know, our upbringing and the way that we were raised and kind of the environment, you know, is really, kind of establishes that where we deal with it. And I think when you start being authentic and you start living truly to who you are, you start seeing that even more so, but also you start bringing up the truth with these people, and they don't necessarily want to hear that.
Absolutely. You know, I think we all need to be ready for whatever truth we're ready for at the time. And sometimes when somebody's bringing the truth really strongly, it can be disturbing to us. And so for me, I've always been committed to the truth. I've always like wanted to follow the truth. And if anyone said something to me, I would always consider it. Even no matter how negative it was, I would just, okay, is this true? Within the cult, the leader was saying things. I mean, he was talking about everyone finding their own way, about listening to the truth in themselves, but underneath it, it had to be his way. And it had to be the truth according to him. And if you disagreed with him, he would start playing power games and manipulation. And that was the interesting thing about being in that group, is this kind of doublespeak where out of one, and you know, the words are not matching the feeling. And a lot of times that's what I find with people who are not really supportive of you. Sometimes they'll say the right things, but it just doesn't feel right.
That's really deep. The words not matching the feelings.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, that's very true, because you're right. It's like somebody might be saying, like, for example, you know, maybe you're going through a hard time and they might know how to say the words like, oh, I'm really sorry, or is there anything I can do for you? But does it really feel like they feel that way? Or is it like initially on the phone, they're, you know, they're saying that to be able to get off the phone and make themselves feel okay about it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times people are putting on airs, like, I want to appear a certain way so people will like me. I want to appear a certain way so that I'll have influence over you. And that is just simply not authentic. Authentic people are not trying to manipulate you or spin you in any way. They're simply sharing what's there in their heart to share.
That is so true. So let me ask you, so let's segue into, because I think there might be some folks out there that say, you know what? What is authenticity? Can you give me a good definition of what you think authenticity is?
Absolutely. The way I define authenticity is a state of being completely real with what one is experiencing in the moment, without any need to hide information or consciously filter or modify one's natural state. So, like, in that sense, I might not share my deepest, darkest secret with you, but I'm not hiding it from you energetically. I'm not putting on anything, but simply being true to what feels right to be in the moment.
Okay, that makes sense. So, yeah, not hiding it, not trying to dilute it, not trying to avoid it or minimize it or make it bigger, just being honest in the moment.
Yes, yes. And you don't have to share everything. It's not like I have to tell you everything that I'm thinking and feeling. I simply share what I feel moved to share.
Okay.
But I'm not hiding. I'm not saying you can't find out about that corner of my life because then you'll think I'm inauthentic and then you won't love me. I'm simply here sharing what I'm moved to share.
Okay. I like that. So what would be the opposite of authenticity?
In a lot of ways, the opposite of authenticity is narcissism, in the sense that the narcissist creates a false self that they are putting out to the world as if it's their real self.
Hmm. Yeah, so definitely they're creating a mask thereof, putting a mask on and creating this reality because they think that this reality is what other people want, or this will make other people happy or people like them, basically.
Yes, yes. We wear the, Paul Dunbar wrote a poem, we wear the mask that grins and lies, it hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile, with torn and bleeding hearts we smile. This is actually around slavery and all of that, but that there is that kind of mask that they're hiding behind.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, and I agree with you. That mask is very interesting. There's a lot of people out there that are wearing it, and there's a lot of people that have gotten rid of their mask, but you're right, it's a lot of that. Definitely. I'd like to talk more about this when we return, for sure, Adam, if you're up for it.
Absolutely.
I think there's a lot to be said here. We're going to be talking about a lot of things today, by the way, a lot of things about authenticity, understanding authenticity, how to be authentic, how to talk to other people, how to have that communication, how to have that conversation, because I think a lot of us are in relationships that we're not able to communicate honestly. Maybe we're in fear of what the other person's going to feel or think or do, and so we stay there quietly without talking our truth, and we're hurting everybody in the process. So we're going to talk more about that, how to start that communication, how to begin to start the truth telling, and how to really have that connection with yourself, because this is really, really, really powerful. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855 7'9", young. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Joining me today is the author of Authenticity, The Immense Power to Be Yourself, Adam. Adam and I have been talking, and Adam, I'm so intrigued. We were talking about the definition of authenticity and what is the opposite of authenticity, and you'd brought up the fact of narcissism and, you know, how narcissists have a tendency of wearing that mask. Let's talk a little bit more about that, about how, you know, the separation from authenticity we find that in.
Yeah, the narcissist is creating a false self, and sometimes they're convinced of the self, and they put on airs, and they're trying to get something from you. Usually narcissistic supply is the term that we often hear, and that could be attention, that could be power, influence, sex, money, but they're trying to... Objectification is a core part of narcissism. So when we're relating authentically, empathy is part of the whole thing. We care about the other person. I was just before the break, Ashley and I were talking, and it's like, for me, it's so important that this is a conversation, because I want this to be a good experience for you too, Ashley, not just me sharing what I have to say. It has to be reciprocal. But when we're in a narcissistic pattern, we objectify the other. We don't treat them as human beings in themselves.
That's so true. It's like, and the one person finds themselves, you know, the empathic one, and a lot of people that listen to the show have much empathy, and very empathic. And I think being an empath is a superhero strength, but it's like you find yourself as an empath basically catering to these people and losing a lot of your authenticity because you start losing your identity without being able to speak up or speak your truth.
Absolutely. They distort the field around them. The narcissist kind of creates this whole thing where they're so insistent on their way that as an empath, your tendency is to be flexible and go along with things. And that's what I find it's so important that as sensitive people, as empaths, we really listen to and honor our heart. And if somebody's trying to get us to go along with something that doesn't feel right, we pay attention to that still small voice, as the, you know, Bible refers to it as, that intuitive niggling that says, something just isn't right here.
That's true. And I think it's hard to pick up on that sometimes because, you know, of upbringing, what have you. But just, I think when you have like those little bits and it kind of comes and goes, but I think you're right. It's about really respecting that voice and listening to it and seeing where that's coming from.
Yes.
So we all have people who doubt us and they don't believe in our potential. You know, Adam, how have you handled people who don't believe in you when we're talking about authenticity?
Good question. In a lot of ways, I always listen with an open heart and open mind to what people say. So if people bring doubts, if somebody doesn't like the way I'm leading something or they don't like the way I'm doing something, I listen and I'm open to maybe there's a better way I could be doing this. So I always want to have that openness. But if they're just saying you're wrong as a human being, how you are is bad, you shouldn't be the way you are, you start to feel this underlying hostility. That I don't listen to. That just seems to be undermining. A lot of people, especially as we start finding our truth and living from it, a lot of people will say, you shouldn't do that. They get jealous of us. They may try to tear us down. So for me, I like to use the people who doubt me as inspiration. I used to call it like this process of taking enemies and turning them into energy. Basically, you take their negativity and you let it fuel you. You let it inspire you because it's, you know, it could be initially to prove them wrong, but ultimately it's not about proving anything. It's about being ourselves because that's what we're meant to do. We're meant to be ourselves.
That is so true. When we return, we'll be talking more about authenticity, more about awakening to yourself and understanding that. So stick with us. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Aftershock still being felt after a rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake hitting the northeast of the epicenter, Lebanon, New Jersey, 50 miles from New York City. It's been 139 years since New York City felt anything like this, and it's been 240 years since a quake this strong hit New Jersey. The last time was in the year 1783. For a period of time, there were ground stops Friday at the New York area airports, Newark, New Jersey, LaGuardia and JFK as runways were checked for cracks, more than 600 flights were delayed and more than 30 were canceled. President Biden making a trip to Baltimore on Friday to tour the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Most importantly to the people of Maryland, I'm here to say your nation has your back, and I mean it. Your nation has your back.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Joining me today is author of Authenticity, The Immense Power to Be Yourself, Adam Bobolia. Adam, I think it's very interesting. We were talking right before the break about the potential and, you know, people that don't believe in your potential, and I thought that was very interesting in how you handle them. So what is that process? Because we've been talking about authenticity. How do you get people to be authentic as far as how do you get people to start believing in themselves? How do you kind of cross over that and create that so people can believe in themselves more fully?
Self-acceptance is the key. When we accept ourselves as we are, we naturally believe in ourselves. And so one of the things I find is that self-judgment really sabotages authenticity. If I believe there's something wrong with me for being the way I am, I tend to hide it or avoid that area. So what I do in my coaching work with people is I help them accept themselves for wherever they are. And accepting ourselves really comes down to accepting what we feel. There is no right or wrong feeling. Our feelings are simply what we feel. When we accept our feelings, it's much easier to accept ourselves.
Okay. And so if somebody's able to accept their feelings, so you're not judging your feelings, you're not getting angry at yourself for feeling a certain way.
Yes, yes. You're in acceptance, so you might feel fear, you might feel grief, you might feel anger, you might feel whatever you feel. Whatever you feel that is arising, you let yourself feel it. You, in a sense, you open your heart to what you feel.
Okay, opening your heart, allowing yourself to be honest. So let me ask you, because I think that a lot of people have been married for a long period of time that are listening to the show, maybe in long-term relationships, what have you, and a lot of people out there feel like they can't speak their truth. And so I think they hold on to their feelings, they hide them. So how does somebody begin to tell their truth? How does somebody begin to, you know, to truth tell, you might say?
The best way to begin to truth tell is to do it in a safe environment. So that could be in your own journal, that could be with a best friend who's not going to judge you, could be with a therapist or coach, but you find a safe place where you can simply say what's true and the person is going to be supportive of you. Truth telling with somebody who might push back or might not like what you have to say is a more advanced skill. You know, and you want to work up to that. If you have trouble even knowing what you think and feel, the first step is really to share that with yourself. Journal writing, meditation, any process that gets you in touch with what you really feel will help you develop that sense of what is true for me.
And also being able to allow, so let's say, like, you pick a best friend that you really, really trust. And I think this is really important, though, to really think about who you're going to tell this to. Like, if you're really going to have, like, a really deep, real, authentic conversation, you really, and I'm not saying that you don't have, people don't have wonderful friends, but you really want to think, I think, pretty deeply about that. Do you suggest that, Adam?
Absolutely. Yes, the person you hang out with all the time might not be the best person to hear your most authentic truth. It's usually the person who has the most wisdom in your life, the person who doesn't judge you and you can say anything to. That's the person that you want to practice with first.
So, okay, so let's say, like, you practice with that person and you're able to, you know, speak your truth and you're able to listen to their truth too, because it's two ways.
Yes.
And not judge them. How do you get, okay, so how do you step up a little bit, you know, and begin this truth telling with maybe some people that might judge you or find judgment or argue? I mean, what are some thoughts about that?
When you start sharing the truth with people who might push back, you want to be ready for the pushback. And part of this is, if you're afraid of causing conflict, it's good to work with that fear. Because if you tell the truth, there's going to be some conflict. That's just the nature of life and connection. If we're close with somebody, we're going to have conflict. We're going to disagree. We're not going to see eye to eye on everything. When we have real truth telling, we have to be ready to make the other person uncomfortable with our truth. We don't have to try to do it. We just have to be prepared if it comes.
Because I think also they're also not, maybe there's a lot of people out there that might not be very truthful with their feelings. So you think that might be a thing that's also an issue besides the closeness?
Absolutely. If you're trying to tell the truth to somebody who's not honest with their own feelings, they may not have space for your feelings. A lot of times in couples dynamics, we're at varying levels of self-honesty, of awareness of our feelings, of being able to communicate. We have varying skills. And a lot of times what happens in relationships is the more empathic one will often conform to the expectations of the less empathic one. And, you know, if it's almost like we'll be just as honest as they can handle. And that makes sense if we want to just keep the peace. But if we're more aware of our feelings, we actually want to lead the relationship into deeper honesty and connection. Because just like if you're playing tennis, the tennis partner that has more skill at the game should be the lead, not the one with less skill. So too should it be in relationships, where if you have more skill with feelings and communication and empathy, you should be leading the way into deeper levels of truth.
Let me ask you, that's really interesting you say that. What about for the people out there that feel like they do have that deeper connection with their feelings, but they're in fear of maybe bringing it up, so they silence themselves and just stay kind of You know, we see a lot of marriages like that, you know, where people have been married for a long period of time, and the person that is probably more emotionally strong stays quiet in fear of upsetting the other person.
Yeah. I think that we also have to really acknowledge that it's a choice. If we want to stay comfortable and not rock the boat, that's our choice. It's just that that choice will lead to less of you. You know, in my ideal, for me, I like to have a completely authentic relationship where I'm able to share all of my feelings with my partner. And that's what I have with my partner, Chrissy, where we can say anything to each other and we don't take offense to it. And because we have that trust, and it's so much more liberating when you have that kind of relationship, because that way, if she makes something for me and I don't like it and she asks me what I think about it, I tell her exactly what I think about it, because it's not, I appreciate that she made it for me, but I'm not going to lie and pretend I liked this dish when I didn't. It doesn't make sense. It's just me being honest. I don't have to be negative about it or nasty about it. I can simply say, you know, I liked the last time you made this dish better than this time. And I'm still grateful you cooked, so thank you. So having that kind of honesty is refreshing, and it makes the relationship more liberating, because if I can't tell the truth with the person I'm living with, then I'm denying a whole lot of myself.
I agree with that. I think also, too, if we're not speaking our truth to some degree, obviously we're not being authentic with ourselves, but I think also the relationship can suffer, because even the fear of what you're fearful of talking about might be something that needs to be addressed, and then you're not addressing it, so then it's kind of part of the problem, not the solution, even though there's fear around that.
Absolutely. We have to face the fear of losing the relationship. If we're going to truly be honest with ourselves and true to ourselves, that has to be the first thing. And whether the relationship continues or not is secondary to that. And that was one of the hardest lessons for me with my former fiance, because I loved her more than I had ever loved anyone. And yet when I was sharing the truth of my heart with her, it was separating us. And so for me, I had to continue to share that truth, even though sharing that truth broke us apart. Because in a sense, you're either growing together or you're growing separately all the time. And if you're growing apart, sometimes it's good to catalyze that.
That's interesting. I think there's a lot of people out there, and I have several clients that have gone through it, no friends that have gone through it, family members that have gone through it, you know, facing the fear of losing the relationship. They'll stick in the relationship almost to an extreme codependency of holding on to it and the fear that they lose it. But in the process of holding on to that relationship, they lose themselves. And you're right. It's like, you kind of have to face that, because I think a lot of the things and the struggles and the stuff that we accept all goes back to that fear.
Absolutely. In a sense, there are two relationships, and we often don't consider this first relationship, which is the relationship with ourselves. You know, how am I relating with myself? Am I happy being in this relationship? Am I feeling fulfilled in this relationship? Do I enjoy it? How is this really going for me? So a lot of times when we stay in that safe relationship, we're compromising the relationship with ourselves. I may be feeling unfulfilled. My needs are not getting met. I'm not happy in the marriage or the relationship. But if I say what I really feel to my partner, they might get scared. They might threaten to leave. So I'm not going to tell the truth. And that really compromises that relationship with ourselves. When we're true to ourselves first, then being true to another comes out of that.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And then all of a sudden, things can open up. Now, what about for people out there that are saying, okay, hey, I've tried this. Do you tell them to keep trying in the relationship? Or what's some of the advice that you have about speaking their truth?
Well, you mean they've tried it and it hasn't worked?
Right. They tried it, or the person's gotten angry or gotten defensive, or, you know, silent
right.
treatment or what have you.
Yeah. I think it's always a choice based on, like, what kind of relationship do you want? And if you are happy with your relationship and you want to keep the status quo, then you can do that. If you've tried to speak the truth and it's gotten shut down, then, you know, to me, you're not in the right relationship. Or you haven't, you know, found the right way to get through to your partner. But if you speak your truth and they shut it down, then you're not staying true to yourself. Now, if you're being, there's a difference between speaking of the truth and being judgmental. Mm-hmm. If you say, you know, I think you're a horrible person to your partner, that's different than I don't feel safe sharing my feelings with you because you get defensive sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a vulnerability. The kind of truth telling that I mean is being vulnerable. I sometimes don't know how to say I feel disconnected from you because I'm concerned that it might drive us apart. Mm-hmm. This kind of sharing, this kind of truth telling invites closeness. It invites connection. When we can be vulnerable, when we can be emotionally naked with the people we are with and we love, it's such a relief, and it typically will bring us closer.
That's true. Okay, so that's good. So, and definitely, if it's not bringing you closer and you're not being judgmental, you know, really taking a look at that as well and kind of examining that, because if you've been trying to do something, you probably need to kind of step back and maybe think about the direction, the happiness in the relationship, how you feel, and if your needs are being met as far as, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally.
Absolutely. And being willing to walk away is always an option. And, you know, seeking couples counseling can be really helpful if you have a good counselor who can really help discern the truth of what's going on in the dynamic.
That makes total sense. So, Adam, real quick, because I don't want to forget about this, how do people find you? How do people find the book? Give me some information on social media that you have.
Sure. HeartCenteredRevolutions.org. HeartCenteredRevolutions with an S.org is the main website. On Facebook, Heart-Centered Revolutions. The book is on Amazon. It's Authenticity, The Immense Power to Be Yourself. And I offer sessions where I help people get in touch with their hearts, individual sessions, couple sessions. And I also work with people in businesses and also in personal growth.
And if you're listening to the podcast as well later on after the live broadcast, we'll definitely have all those links in the description for everybody. So you can take a look at that as well and connect. Adam, real quick, before we go into our next segment, you know, we're going to talk, I don't want anybody changing the channel because we're going to be talking about the golden nuggets of wisdom. But before we jump into that real quick, I just wanted to ask you, like, when people are going through really tough times, you know, of self-doubt, what are some thoughts that you have on that? You know, if somebody's going through a lot of self-doubt, what are some things that they can do immediately to maybe at least kind of get to neutrality?
Mm-hmm. The most important thing is to remember that it won't always feel this way. When we're in the darkest times, sometimes we can forget that it will ever change. It's like if you're running a long race, you think this pain is always going to last, but at some point, the race will stop and you'll have relief. So we have to remember that the pain will stop if we give it time. And really accepting where we are is the key.
Very good. I like that. Adam, everybody, we'll be right back. We're going to be talking more. And when we return, the golden nuggets of wisdom that Adam hasn't really talked about. So there's always these things that we have that we can learn from and grow from, even separate from the book as well. So don't change the channel. We'll be right back. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Yeah, you know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Adam and I have been talking about authenticity, the immense power to be yourself. And right now, you know, I want to step back a bit because I think everybody that comes on the show has a wealth of knowledge. And Adam, I'm interested in learning more about some of your golden nuggets of wisdom that you'd like to share with the Live Your True Life audience.
The first nugget I'd like to share is that the heart is experiential. So we're talking about living from the heart. We're talking about the truth. We're talking about being honest. That is a felt sense of connection in the body. So to just give you a little sense of that, just go ahead and touch your heart and just take a deep breath and just slow down and feel what you feel in your heart right now. Whatever you feel right now, just allow that to be there. Feelings are not, it's not just emotions, it's sensations. Do you feel tightness? Do you feel ease, comfort, discomfort? What do you feel? And just allow yourself to feel whatever you feel. Good, good. This is just a taste of how to tune in, because part of this is dropping out of the mind. We've been conditioned to be in the mind, interpreting the whole thing. And the heart is experiential. So how do I even feel is a question that I find a lot of people. They, you know, and some people don't know they're not in touch with their feelings because they're talking about what they feel, but they're not feeling what they feel. When we feel what we feel, that's the pathway to liberation.
I like that. And I like, you know, like actually, you know, physically touching your heart, having that connection. I think that that's very inspiring. For sure. And so, you know, last thought, you know, for today's show is like, you know, when people are really working to be authentic and thinking about that, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to question. It's okay to have certain feelings, but being able to accept that. And so Are there other things that people can do too to be more accepting of themselves? Maybe they give themselves more grace as they're walking through this.
Yeah, I think learning from your experience is such an important process. And when we're learning, we all learn best in an environment of acceptance and love. As children, if our parents are that way, if our teachers are that way, we learn and we blossom and thrive more. So the more we can surround ourselves with people who are supportive and loving, the easier it is to accept ourselves. It's interesting because the more you accept yourself, the more you'll naturally surround yourself with people who are loving. And the more you surround yourself with people who are loving and empathic, the more you'll accept yourself. So it's like creating one of those good circles of more and more inspiration and love.
That is true, Adam. You're right. You start choosing wisely. Like you said in the very beginning of the show, you know, as Adam began more and more authentic and being more and more true to himself, he actually kind of cleaned house on multiple levels of his life, you know, whether it was, you know, professionally and personally, friendship, that type of thing. And so I think that that's another thing that you'll find is not that you're being judgmental or, but it's like, you know, taking some distance, maybe in some relationships, maybe separating in some relationships, and then maybe creating new relationships that seem to echo or resonate with your newfound kind of authentic self.
Absolutely. We want our life to reflect how we feel inside.
Adam, it has been amazing having you on the show, and I look forward to, you know, to reconnecting again and having you on the show. I know you've written multiple books and you're doing a lot of things, so we definitely want you to come back.
Absolutely. I'd love to be back with you, Ashley. And, you know, the last thing I just want to leave people with is just, you know, accepting and loving yourself is so important, and the most difficult experience you have will be your greatest teacher if you just get through it and accept yourself. So I hope you, whatever this does, it brings more acceptance and love into your life.
I love that. Adam, thank you so much for coming on. We have a great show for you next week. But in the meantime, you know, it's about living true to yourself, finding that truth, being honest with yourself, being authentic, being okay with that, being okay with your feelings. And honestly, a lot of us have had to sack those away or pack those away, you know, out of fear of how other people will feel, or we've kind of gone along with things and don't want to rock the boat. But again, we have to think about, how do we want our legacy? How do we want to look back and see our life? Do we want to have real happiness? And maybe there's some tough times to go through, or do we want to deal with regret? And I think that most of us don't want to deal with regret. We don't want to deal with resentments, and we want to move forward in a positive way. So I really like the show and being able to talk about this, because the more authentic we live, the more honest we live, the more we're true to ourselves, the less regret that we will have. So stay tuned. Another show coming up. Check out my website, Ashley Burgess, ashleyburgess.com, and also the YouTube channel. New video content out every single day. So stay tuned. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Share this with your family and friends so they can learn more about this and maybe have a good feel-good moment. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.